How's everything going? How's the ankle feeling?
It's feeling good, man. Just doing a lot of rehab and stuff, and over the off season, so just strengthening it back up, man. Doing a lot of different, you know, drills and stuff like that, just get back in order. But overall, it feels good. It feels really good, man.
Now, you were back at limited practice at the end of December last year with the team. Where do you feel you are with the ankle right now?
I think I just picked it up, you know, from then. You know, I was able to get back and run some routes and, you know, actually get back on the field. So that was really helpful for, you know, just knowing, get my mindset back and just knowing that I was able to get out there and play again. But ever since then, like I said, I've just been just trying to strengthen it and continue to, you know, get you know, all my full strength and range of motion and all that stuff back. So I've just been improving since then.
So are you running routes at full speed at this point and able to plant and push off and all that?
Oh yeah. Definitely back in order, you know, getting back on the field, running routes, and then just, I mean, there's certain areas where, you know, it's going to get sore sometimes or whatever, or, you know, I know it's not as strong as it needs to be in some areas, but, you know, other than that, you know, I'm 100% back on the field, running routes and catching the ball.
So is your leg strength then where it was pre-injury at this point, or you still think you have a ways to go on that?
I got just a little bit to go. You know, it's pretty, I mean, it's well along, you know, so it's doing pretty good. You know, I'm able to get out there and, I don't have to baby it too much as I did when I first, you know, got out there. So that was pretty good. But, you know, there's still certain areas where I know I should be, you know, a lot more explosive. But, as far as that, you know, it's come along great since I was able to get back on the field.
Excellent. So when do you think we should expect to see you out there? Are you going to be ready for OTAs and out there training camp? What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I'll be ready for all that. You know, once all that time comes, training and all that stuff, I'll definitely be out there.
Excellent. I want to spend a little bit of time talking about last August and specifically the broken ankle and the mental impact. You know, you had shown some nice glimpses in your rookie season, then you had rave reviews during the preseason. It seemed like everywhere you looked, they're talking about you being the focal point of the offense, and then you had the broken ankle late in August. The preseason game against the Cowboys. After having trained all offseason, many expecting you to be the Chargers' top wideout, what was the mindset in the weeks following the surgery, knowing that you were going to be out for a period of time?
It was tough, man. You know, it's a big blow whenever you have you know, an injury, you know, of that sort. You know, breaking an ankle or something like that. You know. That was, I guess, by far my worst injury that I've ever had. So just knowing where I wanted to go with helping the team and trying to contribute, and to not being able to do that at all last season, that was kind of tough. You know, just watching every week and just wanting to be out there, wanting to be able to help, and just knowing that was really, really nothing I could do, you know, at that time. So it was definitely a mental, you know, mental struggle at times, but. You know, that's you look at a lot of players who go through a lot of stuff. You know, you really learn a lot about yourself and how you respond and how you try to get yourself back in order and back in shape. So, I mean, you learn a lot about yourself and how to bounce back from things like that. So that was, like I said, it was my worst injury I had. So I had a lot of learning to do. You know, just as far as just trying to rehab and keep myself in it.
What do you think the biggest takeaway for you was then there? You know, you talk about learning about yourself, learning things, mental struggles, having to bounce back. Obviously, you can't do anything physical at that point. What do you think was the biggest takeaway for you from that whole experience?
Just knowing how to handle, you know, that type of situation. Because I've never been one to nobody likes to miss, you know, miss time on the field or whatever the sport is. Nobody likes to get injured, you know. Unfortunately, it's part of the game, but – you know, nobody likes to go through that. So I think when you're faced with that challenge, you know, having to go through something like that, there's definitely a lot that you have to take away from, and a lot you have to, you know, look at as you're going through it. So, you know, I was able to, I guess, you know, just try and deal with it as best as I can. You know, I had a lot of support and a lot of support from my teammates and family and that type of stuff, just to, you know, just keep me you know, focused and all that stuff. Because of course, you want to play the game. You know, that's the hardest part, to tell somebody you can't play anymore. So that was the roughest part. But, you know, like I said, it's just a matter of just trying to keep yourself in it and just rehab and get back to the point where you're able to play again.
Yeah, and then you were put on returnable IR, and there was a ton of speculation that you'd return in the second half of last season. Obviously, you didn't. what's the frustration there? I mean, it seemed like maybe the recovery was a little bit slower than originally expected, but how does that frustration go? I don't know, maybe you knew all along that, you know, it's very unlikely that you would even return, but is there a lot of frustration throughout that process knowing that there is the possibility that you could return towards the last couple weeks of the season?
Yeah, that's big time, you know, because like I said, nobody likes to miss playing, you know, so when you're able to play, you want to get out there as fast as you can, you know what I mean? So just knowing that, you know, my ankle wasn't where it needed to be, you know, through the season, it was kind of frustrating because I definitely wanted to get out there and help and, you know, just try and contribute, do whatever I can to help the team. But it definitely, you know, picks at you sometimes when you're not able to and you want rehab to go faster, you want to be able to get out there, but unfortunately, it's, you know, it takes time, so you can't, it's something you can't just, you know, oh, it's good, just run out there, you know, it took time for me to, you know, get my strength back and all that stuff, so that's, I think that's where everything was with that.
And what about post-recovery and returning to the field when you look towards 2013? You know, you talked about gaining your leg strength back and your explosion. Some guys, as you know, are a little hesitant initially, you know, bracing for a potential re-injury when they step out on the field. You know, for example, Eric Berry last year coming back from the ACL injury, everyone talked about how, you know, maybe he was a little bit tentative and wasn't as aggressive as he was previously. Do you expect to play any differently when you return to the field later this year?
I think if anything, it'll make me stronger and want to play harder. You know, just knowing that, like, I wasn't able to play last year, I wasn't able to help. So I know this year I'll probably have, like, you know, a little extra drive just knowing that I wasn't able to help and contribute last year. So that just knowing last year, it felt like it'll push me, you know, just to want to play harder and just to want to be out there and actually, you know, just enjoy being out there so much more. Because when you get injured, you know, it wakes you up to a lot of things, you know. So I think I'll be driven, you know, just to play harder, just go out there and, you know, just try and work even harder.
What about any long-term impacts of the broken ankle on your game and pure natural ability, whether it be, I mean, do you expect any long-term impacts to your explosion? I mean, you mentioned, you know, you're going to play harder as well, but any impact do you think to explosion or your willingness to go over the middle and potentially risk a different type of injury?
Nah, not at all, man. Not at all. You know, this is a game I love playing, man. So, you know, just being able to get back out there, that's enough to just get me going, you know. So when you're held out for a long time and not able to do something, you know, the first thing you want to do when you get back on the field is, you know, just play. So I remember when I got back to practice, you know, I felt like a little kid out there again, just, you know, being able to run again, you know, such a great feeling just to be able to do all that. So I don't think it'll be anything different, you know, once I'm able to get back on the field.
We're certainly walking into a different situation this year with the new coaching staff. I mean, as you know, within the last week or so, there were reports out of San Diego where your new head coach, Mike McCoy, said he had, quote, high hopes for you, and he praised your route running. With the new coaching staff coming in, what do you think that means for you?
I mean, I think it means just as much as this for pretty much everybody else. You know, we all got to go in there and play our game and, you know, try and do what we can to help this team win. You know, I think that's the main focus of everybody, you know, new coaches and everything, just trying to get to a point where we're going to win, you know. So, you know, we got plenty of guys in there with plenty of talent and guys that are able to go out there and do their job. And I think, you know, once we get everybody going, that'll be the main focus, you know, just going out there and just working hard, just trying to get everybody on the winning slate.
Have you had any conversations with anyone in the new coaching staff yet?
I just met him, you know. I just went and just introduced myself and just talked briefly, you know, just introduced myself pretty much. But I went in there and talked to him. I think maybe about a few weeks ago, I guess, and you know, just introduced herself and just that was pretty much it.
Yeah, so no talks just yet on plans of your use, et cetera. What about, you know, as I mentioned, Coach McCoy praised your route running ability, which is known to be quality. I mean, you look at any scouting report related to you, you watch you on tape, route running is one of your strengths. Antonio Gates praised it as well. You know, but when I watch you on the field, I see a guy that also has solid ball skills, and you just flat out know how to get open, whether it be against man or finding holes in the zone. In your eyes, what's your best attribute as a receiver?
I say I definitely say my route running, you know, because a lot of, I remember coming out college and you know, going to the combine and all that stuff. A lot of people they knew I wasn't, you know, the biggest or the fastest receiver. So I always knew, you know, throughout my career, is just, you know, if I can get my route running as sound, you know, as I can, you know, that'll help out, you know, in the areas that, you know, I'm lacking, you know. So I think that's route running, and I just understanding, you know, how to, you know, the offense, how to set DBs up in certain situations. I think that's definitely my strength.
Now, are you still developing your route tree at this point, or did you pretty much have that set over the, you know, through your rookie year, et cetera? Or are you still at this point developing your tree?
I think the funny thing about route running is there's always something that you can do to improve a route, you know, or there's certain steps that you take. So the thing that I learned a lot from a lot of different vets and a lot of players, you know, coming up, is that there's always things you can do to tweak your routes and stuff like that. So when you pop in, you know, old film, or when I look at film from my old rookie year, it may have been the same, you know, the same offense or whatever, but there's a lot of things that you can pick away and look at and see, okay, maybe I should have did this step here, or maybe I should have, you know, sailed it a little bit more here. So that's the funny thing about running routes. There's always something that you can pick from, and I think that your route tree is never the same.
Then going back to your rookie season, you started four games in the middle of the year, and over those four games you played significant snaps with over 80% in each of those games. Your first two starts were against Green Bay and Oakland, one of them being on primetime. And Philip Rivers relied on you quite a bit in those games. How would you classify your chemistry with Rivers at this point?
I think it's just grown a lot, you know, just from my rookie year, you know, trying to come in and, you know, establish myself and, you know, trying to fit in the offense and trying to find a role, you know. It's definitely come a long way, because it was definitely a learning process my first couple of years, you know, just trying to get the offense down. You know, there's a lot of things that you're kind of that's on your shoulders, you know, as a rookie, just trying to get chemistry and trying to learn the routes, and, you know, you're also trying to play in an NFL game, you know, for the first few times. So it's a lot that you got to break down. But you know, once you, I mean, the more you do it with anything, you know, the more you do it, you know, the more chemistry you build, and you know, the more you're able to, you know, to go out there and do your job.
Any additional time planned outside of your formal schedule workouts with Rivers to work on timing or anything else throughout this offseason in 2013?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm sure it'll be, you know, the closer we get started, you know, the more we'll probably want to get into that. You know, like we got new coaches and a lot of new different things, so we're definitely going to have to, you know, get the ball rolling kind of early just to make sure we're on top of things once we get things going.
And I'm curious, you know, you mentioned your first 2 years and developing quite a bit, whether it be route running, et cetera. Coming out of San Diego State, you know, obviously it's not a BCS school, if you will, and, you know, the competition you may have played against may have been different from, say, if you were in an SEC conference. Do you think there was a steeper learning curve because you were coming from San Diego State? And I'm curious how you felt as compared to maybe some other rookies that you knew in the league at that time, or even dealing with some of the veterans, how you felt that whole process was coming from San Diego State.
I think, honestly, it was a fun process for me, you know, just knowing, like, a lot of people looked at, I guess, San Diego State as like a smaller school. You know, we weren't, like you said, we weren't in a SEC conference where, you know, there was, you know, just primetime talent every single week, as a lot of people would say. But, you know, to us, we didn't really feel that way. You know what I mean? We like to play. We like to play with whoever, you know, whoever we had on our schedule. That's who we're gonna play. But I think you know, that definitely drives you. You know, just knowing, you know, how other people kind of look at your school, or how they look at you as a player, and it just drives you. You know, it makes you wanna be better and wanna you know, put your name out there. So, you know, we had a lot of guys come out, you know, over the last few years, and a lot of different guys do some things. So I think it just says a lot about, you know, where we're, how we like want to put ourselves out there. You know what I mean? We feel like we want to play just as good as, you know, any other conference. So, you know, I think it definitely drives you.
And then going back to Rivers, there have been a number of reports over the last year or so regarding his arm strength, and everyone's speculating that it's weakening. Is he injured? Is his arm injured? you know, being one of his receivers, have you or did you notice any weakening of arm strength from him?
I think Phillip's fine. I think he's fine. And he knows, like, if anyone is hard on himself, it's definitely Phillip, you know. So he knows what he has to do, and whatever, you know, all these people are saying about him, you know, there's a lot that he knows he has to do. I think he's fine, and he knows that we just got to go to work, you know what I mean? There's a lot of different factors that we had last year that, you know, that went on or whatever. So, you know, people can speculate and say a lot of different things. But, you know, to us, you know, we have our players, and we know what we're going to do. So it's just a matter of going to work and fine-tuning a lot of things that, you know, we slipped on, whatever it may have been last year.
Mm-hmm. And then last year, while you were out with the injury, Denario Alexander had himself a pretty solid second half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
He's a restricted free agent this year, but, you know, many are assuming he'll return, and that'll be likely. How do you see his presence impacting your role on the offense?
I think he was a great addition to us. You know, just being able to pick him up and just having him do the things that he did in the game, that was very helpful, you know. So I think it's just another, you know, added weapon to the offense, you know. So hopefully we'll be able to, you know, get him back. But he showed he can play, and he can do some pretty damaging things, you know, when he's out there on the field. So I think, you know, the more weapons we have and the players we have, you know, we can definitely, you know, turn some heads in this league.
And then how do you then see, you know, with Denario, if you look at, you know, where some of his production was on the field, it seemed to be more in the short to intermediate routes. I mean, you look at your rookie season, it looked like, you know, you were more getting a lot of your receptions, a lot of your yardage going 10-plus, 20-plus yards down the field. How do you see you and your role and your skills and ability, you know, impacting the offense and you adding a dynamic? Do you feel like you're going to be a guy, you know, you mentioned that, you know, you don't have that straight line speed or you're not a speedy guy, but you seem to have sneaky speed because you did have quite a few, you know, long plays, whether it be you, you know, getting up to get the ball and downfield that way, but you seem to have more of your production down the field, whereas Denario seems to be more short to intermediate. So I'm just curious where you think, you know, what added dynamic with Denario's success, where you think you're going to, you know, what you'll add to it when you two are on the field, hypothetically, this year.
Ah, man, it is. I think it is. Well, however it works, you know, it'll be great. You know, I think just for more, me myself, I just like fitting into whatever role. You know what I mean? Whatever they have me do, that's what I want to perfect. You know what I mean? So whether it's short, intermediate, or, you know, over the top, whatever it is, that's what I want to, you know, make sure I'm doing my job at. And if you're actually one of those guys, it'll feel the same way. You know, so I think just knowing that we have receivers that can go deep or run short or whatever, I think that's an added, you know, weapon to the game. So just being able to use all of us in those different ways, I think that'll definitely free up some things to help us to get to where we want this year.
And I see you're running a camp out at the University of San Diego in July with Nick Hardwick. Looks like you guys did this last year as well. I see it on your Twitter account as well. I've seen a few articles. Tell me a bit about that.
Oh, it's a fun, you know, fun time just for the kids in the community. You know, I did this camp back home last year, and we had a lot of kids come out and just work on fundamentals, techniques, and just certain things, you know, that they can take back, you know, to their game in high school. You know, it's always helpful when you have guys come back and, you know, like it's helped you out with certain drills or certain things you really need to get better on. I know that was always helpful to me when I was in high school, and I had a lot of guys come out. And they share different tips or share different things, you know, and just learn about the whole, you know, experience, you know, as a football player. You know, you got a lot of young guys have a lot of questions, and they aspire to be, you know, pro athletes. So it's always good when you have guys, you know, they come back and they share their story and however they can help. So it's definitely a lot of fun.
Okay, it's great that you guys take the time to spend and do that with the kids. With the start of the 2013 season being, you know, a year out from your injury last year, what are you expecting out of 2013? Are you treating it like a make-up year to get back up to speed, a breakout year like it looked like you were headed for in 2012, something else?
Just whatever my role is. That's usually how I always look at it, you know, just just finding my role and just trying to help the team contribute whatever it is. You know, a lot of everybody, of course, wants to make plays and help the team. You know, but I think just knowing what I have to do and what I have to do to help the team win. You know, whatever my job is. So I think that's on my mind. You know, first and foremost, just finding what that is and just finding how I can help and contribute.